Non fa l'opzione papiere, il disordine che c'è, il dato è 08-2025, dictation is for Aliyah Jensen. Jensen spells J-E-N-S-E-N. Aliyah spells A-L-I-A. Date of birth is 02-02-1999. This is a 26-year-old female, here with pain, here with left breast pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately one day. She indicated that she was breastfeeding but stopped a few weeks ago and stated that her breast is engorged even though she's not breastfeeding and started to have 6 of 10 pain. Yesterday has gotten worse today, period. Next paragraph, review of system. She denies chills, denies increased temperature, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies myalgia, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared last visit. No changes. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 121 over 74. Pulse 85. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.6. Period. Next paragraph, left breast. The chaperone is present. The chaperone exposed patient's left breast for me to examine. Is a tender, fluctuant mass, approximately 0.7 centimeters. No bleeding or discharge, no erythema. Breast is not hot to touch. Next paragraph. Correction, next line. There is no break in the skin. There's no abrasion, laceration, or puncture. No dimpling. Next paragraph. Assessment plan. Assessment number one is acute mastitis. Assessment number two is breast pain. Assessment number three is breast lump. Patient was sent home with the following medication, dicloxacillin. 500 milligrams, 1 POTID for 10 days, number 30. She was advised to use a breast pump. That will help with her breast engorgement and to take medication exactly as prescribed. Next line, patient was given a referral to the Rose to Memorial Hermann for a mammogram, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.